Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877 D-O-C-D-A-L-I. So the drama that continues in 2022 has now culminated just in the second week of August. We're just talking about just second week of August in an FBI raid of a former president, something that I don't believe has ever happened in America's history. And it has definitely caused a lot of drama, a lot of controversy. But also both sides have spoken out about it and want some answers. And it's interesting because originally this was, you know, people think Trump did something wrong. They threatened to raid Trump. Trump got raided. But Democrats are very, very nervous about this, too. I think everybody should be nervous about this because it sounds like there was a process that might not have been followed. Now, originally we were told that when the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago, which is the residence of Donald Trump, former President Trump in Florida, that there was no warrant. No warrant was shown to anybody. This is what we heard. They wanted all the security cameras off. They wanted to kick everybody out so there was no witnesses. And that sounded very, you know, deep state. That sounded very, you know, I think it concerned anybody. I don't care where you stand on what aisle of politics, political aisle you're on. You don't want to think that anybody at any time could say, we're going to come in here and investigate, you go away. We've all seen enough movies and enough TV shows where people plant stuff. And the person's like, but that's not mine. That's not mine. And there's nothing you can do because there's no witnesses. There's no cameras. So when you heard something like this happened, every TV show or movie we saw, we were like, okay, he's done for. He's screwed. Yeah, whether he's screwed on his own volition or he's screwed because somebody planted something, it just doesn't sound right. Now, his lawyer, I think Christina Bob is her name. I need to double check that. She said, yeah, originally they would not show her the warrant. And the FBI, in order for them to come onto the property, they have to. Now, she believes they had to have shown Secret Service. Trump has Secret Service for life. They had to have shown them, but she's the attorney. She's the first of the attorneys. Why didn't they give it to her right away? Now, they did. So to dispel that myth that there's no warrant anywhere, there is. And on that warrant, it's supposed to specifically state what they're looking for. They can't necessarily go into the doghouse or the granddaughter's toy chest, you know, without there being a reason that there is something that they are specifically looking for. It has to be very well delineated, and there has to be specifics. They're not supposed to just ransack the whole place and burn it to the ground and all that. So, you know, Eric Trump says that, you know, 30 agents came in, didn't want to hand over the warrant, kicked the lawyer off the property, made the lawyer stand outside on the driveway, and told Mar-a-Lago staff to turn off security. Now, Mar-a-Lago staff didn't, but not all areas obviously had security, like bedrooms, things like that. So when you hear this, you know, I don't know much about an FBI raid. I've never been raided by the FBI. What do I have? So I'm not 100% sure of the process, but it isn't supposed to be that chaotic. Now, mind you, anybody who's raided is going to say it was chaotic. I mean, obviously, taken by surprise, coming at night, ransacking the place. I think they went through Melania's closet. You know, you go through a woman's closet, there's going to be some grumpiness. So obviously there's going to be from the people who were raided this, you know, what the hell happened? But fascinatingly, Democrats are speaking out going, can we get some clarity? One such Democrat, who is no friend of President Trump, is Andrew Cuomo. Former governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, has called on the Department of Justice to explain itself. He says the DOJ must immediately explain the reason for its raid, and it must be done more than a search for inconsequential archives, or it will be viewed as a political tactic and undermine any future credible investigation and legitimacy of January 6 investigations. And there's been a lot of debate on whether this has to do with January 6 or has to do with something else. So, you know, the all presidents leave with mementos. Anything classified is supposed to go through the National Archives, go through the feds, but they can have journals, letters, they could declassify things, and once it's officially declassified, then it gets to go into a box or something like that. And there could be things that don't even qualify, that aren't even classified. So there's multiple things that could sadly be grouped into a box that, you know, the FBI will obviously sift through. But when you have both Democrats and Republicans going, okay, can somebody explain what happened? As I said yesterday, this could hurt. Now, I'm telling you right now, there's no way the FBI is going to get behind the microphone and go, our bad, we didn't find anything. They're not going to say that. Because they are going to say, we found documents that we are reviewing. Well, then, you know, what are those documents? And then, you know, and maybe they will find something. Now, you know, maybe President Trump did, you know, take classified documents. I don't see what he would want with them, why he would steal them, but I'm naive. Or they'll say, oh, he had this, and you see, this should have been classified, and it wasn't. So I sincerely doubt this is going to be, you know, a raid in terms of there being nothing, because the FBI, I mean, they are really in risk of completely imploding if this was just a witch hunt. But it does definitely raise a lot of questions. It is very highly suspect. You know, there's been threats, you know, on raiding the former president now for a while. There's been threats to sue him. And so, you know, the American public, all right, will definitely want justice served if justice needs to be served. But if they feel like this is, you know, a ploy to try to keep, you know, Trump from running, they're not going to be that open to the, well, this is why we kicked the lawyer out, and this is why we went through the closet, this is why, they're not going to be very open to a lot of the excuses. And I think both Republicans and Democrats want to know exactly what that search warrant said. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you. Yes, we're going to talk about Marshawn Lynch. Welcome back to Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications and Network for making the show happen. Now I'm sounding like Marshawn Lynch. And big thanks to Daniel, who is our producer today. All right, so yesterday we found out, after I got off air, that in my neck of the woods, Las Vegas, Nevada, Marshawn Lynch, who many of you see on Subway, you remember from the Raiders and Seahawks and Bills, running back, Pro Bowler, Super Bowl champion, 2014, was arrested for driving under the influence. He also apparently was missing a tire. Not sure why. He also had a flat tire. Now, that could explain why he was caught driving on curbs and sidewalks, but not not why his mugshot looks like he's like half asleep. Poor thing, man. Thank God nobody got hurt. So TMZ Sports and Photos show Marshawn Lynch's mugshot. They also show the rim of his front left wheel of his 2020 Shelby GT500, apparently sitting on the pavement. So I guess he had a missing tire, and it's a shame to see something happen. My husband always says, don't drive with a flat, because it'll ruin the rims and the tires and all that. Well, Las Vegas police said Marshawn was driving into curbs prior to the arrest. He's only 36 years old. He's facing charges of failure to surrender proof of security, unregistering a vehicle, and failure to drive in a travel lane. How many of us have, though, done that? I'm not saying this in Marshawn's defense, but failure to drive in a travel lane. I'll sometimes, go, like, if I want to make a right turn, and there's nobody in the bike lane, and there's all these cars sitting there because some idiot in the right lane that's taking up the right turn is sitting there going straight, so it messes it up for the rest of us. But there is a still turning lane that you could get to by going through the bike lane. I wonder if that's bad. I don't think we're allowed to do it. I mean, I'm using my clicker, my turn signal's on, I have my arms sticking out the window telling everybody where I'm going to make sure there's no bikers in the bike lane. But when idiots sit there ready to go straight when we have to turn right, I guess that's against the law. Can't do that, people. They say the Las Vegas Metro Police Department conducted a vehicle stop at Fairfield Avenue and West Utah Avenue. That's near Wyoming and Las Vegas Boulevard. There's kind of like, there's some, marijuana shops there, and there's like some nudie stores and things like that. But a lot of us drive down there to cut around traffic. So I've been along there. And the driver was known as Marshawn Lynch. They said for suspected driver impairment, Las Vegas police sent a statement. Through the course of the investigation, officers determined that Lynch was impaired and conducted an arrest. Lynch was transported to the Las Vegas City Jail and booked for driving under the influence. From what I remember, he refused the breathalyzer. I don't think he wanted the breathalyzer, so police are taking a blood sample. Lynch is due in court sometime in December. This arrest came 24 hours after the Seahawks announced that Lynch would serve as a special correspondent for the team. He was going to produce creative content for a variety of projects later in the 2022-23 season. Oh, it's a shame. 2008, Lynch had his driver's license revoked after pleading guilty to a hit-and-run charge in Buffalo. 4 years later, he was arrested for DUI in Oakland, later pleaded guilty to a lesser reckless driving charge. He's a former five-time Pro Bowl running back, retired from the NFL after the 2019 season. It's a 12-year, highly decorated career in which he did win a Super Bowl in 2014 for Seattle. Helped win. So, when you see this, and Marshawn Lynch, I believe, actually lives near me. My son said we were going on a walk, and he goes, that's his house. I'm like, no way. And I'm like, no way, we live near Marshawn Lynch? Yeah, and I love his Subway sandwiches. You want to go pro like Marshawn? I want to go pro like Marshawn. But, I am very, very concerned that this sort of activity or behavior, even though, everybody's making fun of his mugshot and they're throwing his, there's memes of him and all that. I really, when I look at this, I think CTE. I think of, our athletes really at risk. And I talked to you guys about post-athletic depression and how athletes such as Michael Phelps, once they're off, once they're done with their race or their, Olympic trials, they fall into this rut, this depression. Or these behaviors that may not be very conducive. And so you have a football star. He's obviously making money, not only from his football career, but in terms of his endorsements. And, you know, maybe he partied too hard, but, I mean, he's in his mid-30s. You know, most of the football players I know are like, all right, I got to slow it down some. You know, I'm about to enter into middle age. I need to slow it down. And so as a physician, when I see something like this with Marshawn Lynch or with, you know, multiple other football players, when they make bad choices, I now think there's cognition issues. And, I mean, running backs do sustain concussions. Running backs do sustain trauma to the head. And, you know, Richard Sherman had some issues and outbursts and, you know, arrests should not be a part of a decorated football career. I mean, one thing, if people think, well, athletes just don't know or athletes might not be, you know, as studious up on the law. Athletes know. Athletes are just as intelligent as anybody else. They know gosh darn well you're not supposed to drink and drive. They could even afford a driver. You know, these are actions that might be actually signifying that there is some pathology. We talked about CTE. CTE is chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Athletes who sustain multiple concussions are at risk for this. It's a progressive degenerative disease of the brain, also found in veterans who have sustained repeated head trauma. So you could have mood disorders, paranoia, impulse control issues, aggression, memory loss. And some athletes, to control the symptoms, may turn to alcohol. Many victims of CTE, though, aren't diagnosed until after they die because of we have to wait for autopsy. And then, of course, the depression. Olympic gold medalist Michael Phelps admitted at the Kennedy Forum in Chicago 2018 that he battled depression for years, even contemplated suicide. We are talking about an Olympian. One of the most famous swimmers of all time, most highly decorated, is the GOAT when it comes to, I mean, I get it, Mark Spitz. We've had tons of, you know, fantastic Olympians, but Michael Phelps, one of the highest decorated, considering suicide. Other decorated athletes that suffer from depression include Terry Bradshaw, Daryl Strawberry, Larry Sanders, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Oscar De La Hoya. So post-athletic activity depression could ensue. You're training, high levels of exercise. You know, he's on his game in 2019 in terms of Marshawn Lynch. And then, you know, all right, well, you'll do some Subway commercials. To me, I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is awesome. You know, I'll work out. I'll coach, you know, younger kids. I'll get to still be on the scene, still be making money. Maybe not. So, you know, we'll find out more. You know, though concerned that, you know, while everybody's going to be kind of joking and going, what the hell was he doing? And he drank too much, or maybe he was on pot or whatever. Well, I really fear that this wasn't that he just wanted to party. That, you know, there's some poor judgment decisions that might be a result of his years and years of football. And somebody could address that. How would you address it? Well, you can't diagnose CTE prior to autopsy. But we don't want people dying. We don't want them suicidal. We don't want them or post-athletic depression. We don't, you know, these are things that could actually, there's tests that could be done to see if there are showing some cognitive changes, some depression, some mood issues, the need to use alcohol. You know, he was pulled over at 7:25 in the morning. It could have been he was partying all night. It could also have been he was on his way somewhere and he needed to drink to wake up. These eye-openers, sadly, many people do. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the FBI is being viewed by many Americans as weaponized against their political opponents, Representative Scott Perry, the Republican from Pennsylvania, said three FBI agents approached him while he was traveling with his family Tuesday and took away his cell phone. The congressman was not told why federal agents took his cell phone, but wrote in a statement that the contents of his personal phone are not the government's business. Like a Hillary Clinton deplorables moment, the GOP, angered after President Trump's home was raided by automatic machine gun-toting FBI agents and the weaponizing of the judicial branch of government, is demanding answers. Republican representative from Kentucky, James Comer on Newsmax.
We don't just want to probe the Department of Justice and the FBI. We want to actually reform the FBI. There have been too many instances like this with the intelligence community.
USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
We are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to y'all. We really, really do appreciate it. Okay, so for this next segment, it is going to be a little bit more adult content because we have a study that has come out, researchers from Prague, and published in the Journal of Sexual Medicine. And there is a study looking at females and their abilities to climax, and they found that there are three different types of orgasms that women can enjoy. Three different types. I count 10, but they think it's only three. And these researchers are studying this not because they just want great headlines. It's because there's a lot of women out there that cannot climax. They're anorgasmic. Maybe have a hyposexual dysfunction disorder. And you know, when a partner in a relationship does not enjoy sex, they're not going to have sex. And then that other partner is left out and sometimes has to go somewhere else. And we don't want them to go anywhere else. We want them to stay monogamous and enjoying life and not have to live a sexless life. So researchers are trying to figure this out. And so among some of the research, they have come up with this, it's called Lioness. It's a Bluetooth vaginal vibrator that is able to pick up orgasmic data from study participants. I think they used 54 women to pick up the contractions and the undulations and the things that happen. And you, there is not only mental and psychological symptoms of a climax, but also there is mechanical and biological evidence that they could get. So these researchers from Prague, Charles University in Prague, looked at the pelvic floor movements that appeared to build up during the release of tension at orgasm. And the three orgasms are, one is the wave, you know, like, yeah, the wave. This is the most common, where the pleasure ebbs and flows as the vaginal muscle undulations occur. Then there's the avalanche, where there's this burst and then a subsiding, like the snow falling. And then there's the volcano, where all of a sudden something's just happening, and then boom, there's that big explosion, and then it's done. The volcano, actually the avalanche is the least common. The wave is the most common. The volcano is the one we usually see on TV. All right, they're not going to have something where it's like, oh, yeah, yeah, keep going, yes, yes, I mean, you know, like where it's like, all right, they're going, you know, they only have X amount of screen time. So they're going to do the volcanoes. And Harry Met Sally had faked a volcano, and it was, she did a very, very good job of that. But if anybody wants to know which type that was, it was the volcano. And like I said, the reason why the authors study this is because they want to figure out, well, you know, maybe some people don't realize they're having a climax or an orgasm because they think they have to volcano. And instead, they're noticing they're liking it, but they're enjoying it and they're having pleasure, but they're not having that big, like, finale. Sometimes you don't have to have a big finale. Sometimes it's the wave. I used to do that in all the Rebel games. Anyway, okay, so if women have all these options for orgasming, you know, we have all these options, we could, you know, choose this one, this one. I personally think there's more. I'll come up with my own names, you know, like maybe the roly-poly. I'm sure there's other names, so I don't think there's only three. Why then do so many women fake it? You know, people ask me all the time, there's no reason, there's no benefit, right, for a woman to fake it? Well, there are some reasonings behind it. So we spoke about this a while back. There was a study in 2010 that found 50% of women admit to faking their orgasms. 25% of men. Now, I don't know how a man could fake it because there's usually evidence, but 50% of women admitted they fake it. 80% of women admit, another study found that 80% of women will pretend. Now, why? Okay, so I can't speak for all women, but we women never want to be wrong. We never want to fail. So if you're in a sexual act and it's not happening for you, you feel like this, it's you. There's something wrong with you. Now, it might be they're not doing things right or they're not, but you don't want to in the middle of that when you're very vulnerable say, okay, you're doing it wrong. You should communicate, you know, can you do this or maybe move here or I like that, do that more. But, you know, so a lot of women, failure is not an option. So they would rather fake it than not, you know, say, you know, sorry, that didn't work. And white lies, people white lie all the time. You know, do I look fat in this? No, of course not. You look hot. Yeah, right. So white lies are okay in marriages. I just don't think it's okay in the bedroom. The other thing, too, is a lot of us, you know, from the maternal standpoint, we like to give positive reinforcement. So we realize that if we tell our partner, didn't happen, didn't happen, didn't happen, but we want to be with them and marry to them still or whatever, that we don't want to give them negative reinforcement. So, you know, climaxing or pretending, and I'm not saying to do this, I'm just saying this is why so many women do it. You want to give the positive reinforcement and, you know, make them feel like, you know, they need to still stick around. And then, you know, some people fake it because they don't realize that they just can't. I had patients where they go, I've never had an orgasm. And I go, even if you tried it yourself or used a vibrator, no. Now, maybe it's because they didn't know they were, you know, but if they don't really, you know, feel like they did, they probably didn't, you know, if they don't. So that should be something that should be looked at by a doctor, medical provider, you know, and some people, they just can't. Now you have others that can't with the partner. They know exactly what they need to buy themselves, but with the partner, just doesn't seem to work because some of the penetrating sex isn't what they need. They need more of the external stimulation. So, you know, that could also be another issue, which, again, if there's no stimulation of certain parts to the vagina, that could be an issue. A lot of women will feel embarrassed that they aren't climaxing. They don't want to be embarrassed. You know, it's already a vulnerable time. But another interesting thing we spoke about is there was a study that if you start to fake it and you make the sounds and you make the moans and the theatrics, it might come on. So I have a lot of guy friends, and they'll say she's noisy, and she's noisy the whole time. And I'm like, but that helps her climax. So sometimes if they feel like they're not getting there, they will make sounds. And sometimes that will induce one. There's been studies that have shown that as well. Where are some earplugs? I don't know. That's really tough when you guys aren't in sync from a sound standpoint. Another thing that nobody likes to talk about is there's better things to do. Sometimes they're in the act and it's just going too long, and they got to get back to work, or the commercial's almost over, right? Or they got to go to the bathroom, and the act is just going too long for them. And they're like, you know what? If I pretend we're done, then they leave, and then I could get back to my day, and I could always deal with it later. So sometimes, you know, we are in a very impatient society now. And, you know, people trying to have nooners or whatever, they don't have a lot of time to take the 15, 20 minutes. If it's not 2 minutes, they're done. So sometimes it's because they, you know, might have, who knows, attention deficit. So I, you know, here's the moral. The moral to all this is if you have a partner who's faking it, it's not always you. Okay? It could be them. You know, if people are embarrassed, like, I think she's faking it. It's me. It's me. It's me. No, it's not. The problem is there's no communication. And so what you might have done on somebody else that really worked might not work on them. And they might like something completely different. And trust me, there are like thousands of different things that can be done. And so there has to be communication. There has to be, you know, and now, you know, how do you bring it up? That's a little tricky. That'll be another concept for another day. How do you bring up that you think your partner's faking it? The quick and easy is change styles, get a real one, and go, that sounded different. That's how you do it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 800-800-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So let's give you guys some monkeypox updates. And we have a little bit more data on who's getting it, why they're getting it, how they're getting it, as released by the CDC. So I'm going to share that with you. Just to give you updates on numbers, the confirmed cases that have been reported globally, and again, it's an underestimate, it's an under reporting, but thus far 31,800. In terms of the U.S., we're at about 9,500 cases, 9,492. I believe, all states except Wyoming. Montana has had one case. The only state thus far that has not reported any cases is Wyoming. Let's try to keep it that way, but I doubt that's going to happen. So the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report gets published by the CDC, and it breaks down what's been going on with certain diseases. And they looked at what happened between May 17th and July 22nd. So, again, the numbers are going to be less than what we just reported. But they're what they did is they looked at the data and gave us some idea of the demographics. In a nutshell, among U.S. monkeypox cases with available data, 99% at the time. So this doesn't include, I believe, the pregnant woman and some of the kids. I don't believe. At the time, 99% occurred in men. 94% reported recent male-to-male sexual or close intimate contact. 6% then, obviously, not. When they look at, they say Puerto Rico, the District of Columbia, CDC received case reports for 1,100, almost 1,200 cases by July 27th. Of those, 99% were among men. Among men with available information, 94% reported male-to-male sexual contact. Now, 1,100 or 1,200 cases. Again, like I said, we're right now at about 9,500. It's just, this was, remember, the numbers seem to be going up almost, 1,000 a day. But it's just, it's the delay and the backlog and the follow-up that kind of will happen days later. So we're only looking at 1,100 of the cases by July 27th. They say 88% of the cases, among the 88% of cases with available data, 41% were among non-Hispanic white individuals, 28% Hispanic or Latino, 26% among non-Hispanic black or African American. 42% of people did not report the typical prodrome as their first symptom, like the fever, the malaise, the fatigue. They didn't have the typical symptoms. 46% reported one or more genital lesions during their illness. 41% had HIV. Now, that's a very, very interesting statistic, that those with HIV, which we've said in the beginning, are at higher risk. But 41% of these individuals had HIV. They also feel that the community transmission was disproportionately affecting gay, bisexual, men who have sex with men, racial, and ethnic minority groups. On June 3rd, CDC released a case report from the health departments, or a case report form, for health departments to report monkeypox cases. Data collected include possible exposures during the 3 weeks preceding symptom onset, symptoms during the illness course, the distribution of the rash, defined as at least one lesion on the skin. So something like, well, I didn't have a bunch. If you have one, you need to report it or explain that. So we didn't really start reporting and getting on top of it until June 3rd. So, again, the data is limited. During May 17th to July 22nd, they say a total of 2,891 U.S. monkeypox cases were reported by 43 states, Puerto Rico, and D.C. The number of reported cases increased rapidly. They say the case report forms that they had were 1,195, only 41% of the cases. So even though there were more cases reported, the data we're getting is only from that 1,200 number. Okay, make sense? 1,000 cases of those forms actually had the race on it. So when they looked at the forms that were completed and the reporting, 41% were among white, 28% Hispanic, 26% among black. So you see what they're saying? That just because there's all these cases doesn't mean we have every single piece of data. Now we're getting better data. But if somebody doesn't complete the form, if somebody doesn't answer the questions properly, we're not going to have that data to work with. 241 cases that were reported by health departments were travel-associated or locally acquired. Or that were either one or the other, 74% were locally acquired. The percentage of locally acquired cases increased from 51% during May 17th to July 2nd to 82% during July 3rd to 22nd. So this happens. Originally we thought somebody who had monkeypox, I think the patient zero, probably wasn't patient zero, but the first patient reported on, they had traveled, had monkeypox. Then people started giving it to each other. Here, So what are the most frequently reported signs and symptoms? Rash was 100%. 100% of those reported rash. Now, remember I said not everybody has the rash. These are people that made it to the medical provider. So 100% of those reporting it and going to the doctor had a rash, because they're probably like, what the hell is this? But many people that might not get the rash, you should, but not all cases get it. They might have thought they just had COVID and stayed home. 63% said they had fever, 59% said they had chills, 59% said they had swollen lymph glands, lymphadenopathy. Well, that means a lot of people might have just thought they had some spots or some, you know, not everybody felt sick. Reported rectal symptoms included purulent or bloody stools. 21% had blood in their stool. 22% rectal pain, 10% rectal bleeding. Among 291 people with available information, 58% reported at least one prodromal symptom. 42% of patients did not. Rash was most frequently on the genitals, 46%, arms, 40%, face, 38%, legs, 37%. Now, this is significant because the monkeypox rash is supposed to start on the face. So only 38% had the face rash. Again, that's why I think this might be like a monkeypox 2.0. Among 718 persons with monkeypox who reported body regions with rash, 238, or 33%, only had the rash in one spot. Well, a monkeypox rash is supposed to spread across the body. 33% said, nope, didn't happen. 18% said that in two regions, 14% in three regions, 36% in four more. In terms of those who had sex with others, it seems to be, I had some data where... I apologize. It was on here. Oh, here we go. Of 291 men who reported about their male sexual partners during the 3 weeks prior to symptom onset, 27% only had one sexual partner. 40% had two or more. 14% of the victims had 5 to 9 partners. 19% reported 10 or more partners. That is among a 3 week period or the 6 week period. 10 partners and says, whew. Among 86 men with information reported, 38% reported group sex, defined as sex with more than two people at a festival, group sex event, or sex party. So not all of these cases were those who were at a party or at a rave. They got it from other people. So it shows that the distribution, it shows that the spread, can happen in monogamous, or, well, not monogamous, but people who think they're in monogamous relationships. 1-877-DOCTOR-LE.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.